We're talking about maternal care in rural Wisconsin. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last year, a hospital in Grantsburg, population 1,300, stopped delivering babies. Burnett Medical Center CEO Gordy Lewis told WPR that with only 40 births a year, they couldn't justify the cost. So they partnered with a Minnesota hospital across the border.
It's a tough decision to give up those services to any community, but particularly a rural community. We had to look at the facts, and I think we've come up with a workable and satisfactory and creative solution.
So Grantsburg isn't alone. A new report says nearly a dozen rural Wisconsin hospitals have stopped delivering babies over the past decade. Are you pregnant and living in a rural area? How far do you travel for prenatal care? What do you think about some rural hospitals no longer offering maternal care? And what distance will you drive to deliver your baby? 800-642-1234 to join in. Dr. Ellen Hartenbach is vice chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. She's also a professor in the Division of Gynecologic Oncology at UW-Madison. Dr. Hartenbach, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, help us understand these challenges. Why are rural hospitals closing their maternal units?
Well, the report that the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health put out really helps us understand what's going on in Wisconsin and the nation. So what they're telling us is that there are less births, and so some of the counties don't need as many facilities. But more importantly, they're telling us they're having trouble with getting the workforce, that is the skilled physicians, nurses, midwives, people that are important to provide those services. And finally, the economics are a problem.
What about the economics? Why is it so costly to run these departments?
Well, childbirth is the most common reason for hospitalization in the United States. And yet, the funding can be tricky. About half of the births in the U.S. and similarly in Wisconsin are funded by Medicaid. And the Medicaid payers, it's not quite as lucrative as some other healthcare services. So there are some funding issues. And Wisconsin did not expand Medicaid coverage, so that's an issue for us.
Dr. Hartenbach, some hospitals, though, that deliver lots of babies, those birthing units should be a pretty robust revenue stream for those hospitals because these are mothers going in for, 48 hours and not sucking up a lot of resources, not staying at the hospital very long. You would think that that would be a pretty profitable revenue stream.
You do. You'd think that maternity care services would be helpful for the hospitals, but I'm not a specialist in hospital economics, but I do know that that maternity care is not as well reimbursed as some other care in hospitals. Neonatal intensive care units tend to be generators, revenue generators for hospitals. So the economics is one piece. The other thing is you have to have 24/7 services, and you need to be able to provide safe maternity care for vaginal births, and you also need to be able to provide cesarean section 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's also not easy for hospitals that are delivering fewer than 100 babies a year in particular.
So birth rates, let's look at those. They've declined over the past 10 years in Wisconsin. There were more than 72,000 births in 2007. 2017, there were less than 65,000 births. Why are we seeing birth rates go down?
I think that's a great question. They have been declining in the United States for the past 40 years. As you said, there was a little peak in 2007 before the last recession, and then they've been declining over the past decade. I think couples are choosing to have fewer babies, and I am not 100% clear on why birth rates are down in the United States, but right now we rank number around 72 in the world. There are a number of countries that have lower birth rates than the United States, but ours is lower than a lot of other nations.
We're looking at rural maternal care with Dr. Ellen Hartenbach. She's vice chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. You can join in with your observations, 800-642-1234. Do you work at a rural hospital? Are you seeing a worker shortage? Is your maternity department open or has it closed recently? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Chris now in Waukesha. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Great show as usual. Yeah, I just want to say that the guest kind of underrepresents the reimbursement rate problem. It is the primary problem in all of healthcare that the, you know, whenever government gets involved with it, things get too complicated and money goes to compliance rather than patient care. And if you just can't provide quality care at reimbursement rate. That's just a simple fact.
And Chris, I understand that you're a nurse. What do you see in staffing?
I do see, you know, Wisconsin is blessed with a good culture of staffing. But yeah, when you have six or eight patients, you know, you can't get to all their needs all at the same time. I'm blessed to work at a facility that keeps staffing at four to five patients per nurse. But, you know, I have worked in the higher acuity, higher patient population, and it's just not possible to provide great care. Look at your nursing homes. That's the primary problem with them is it's all Medicaid or Medicaid, and you can't keep a facility open at reimbursement rate.
Chris, thanks for those observations. Dr. Hartenbach, what do you see there in terms of staffing and in terms of reimbursement rates?
Well, I think the caller is correct that the reimbursement is a big issue. It's interesting. It wasn't commented on in the report, and I'm not quite sure why it wasn't as prominent by the people filling out the survey. The whole point of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health survey was to find out what's going on right now in rural facilities. Who's delivering the babies? Are they closing? Are they thinking about closing? What are they struggling with? And the workforce is a huge issue. The Wisconsin Hospital Association put out a report. We are going to be short physicians. We have trouble keeping physicians in rural communities. We have trouble attracting them to rural communities. 20% of the population lives in rural areas, whereas only 10% of the population of physicians live in rural areas. But it's not just the physicians, it's the nurses and the other skilled workers at the hospital.
So what happens when a woman in labor shows up at a rural hospital ER that no longer offers maternal care?
That's a great question. And it's one of the issues that's a problem nationally, because this closure problem that we're having with rural facilities is happening across the country. So the American College of OBGYN has put out recommendations for what are called level of maternal care, which basically says if you're a level one facility giving basic maternity care in wherever you are, in an urban or suburban or rural area, you need to be hooked in with centers that have higher levels of care, specialty care, and the level four regional perinatal centers. So if a woman comes into an emergency room and they need obstetrical services, they're going to need to get in an ambulance and go to the nearest hospital facility that has those services.
And so would the patient then be responsible for paying to be transported to another hospital?
That's a fabulous question that I wish I knew the answer. As physicians, we are often asked many questions about payment, and it is so complicated in this day and age that we make no promises to our patients. I would think that that person ought to get reimbursed by their payer. But honestly, we would have to get people involved who understand healthcare financing.
Dr. Hartenbach, this makes me think that there would be more scheduled deliveries, that a woman living in a rural area driving an hour and a half on week 39 of that pregnancy, showing up for, you know, that last week, and the physician, the OB saying, you know what, a couple days, just meet me at the hospital. We'll get that Pitocin going. We'll get this baby out. Do you think that there is a tendency then that we'll see more scheduled pregnancies as more rural hospitals close their maternal units?
Well, fortunately, in Wisconsin, we have very few people that need to go more than 30 miles. There are some areas up north where it's more than 30 minutes to get to that delivery hospital. There are places in the country where this is routine, not so much scheduling delivery, but having people stay closer. So if you live in Alaska, you get close to term pregnancy, you go and live near Juneau or Anchorage. You actually need to move closer to the facility. Now, getting into delivering early or delivering on demand or induction, that's a whole nother kettle of fish, and not always healthy for pregnancies to just make decisions to deliver. There's a lot of science that goes into that, and we need to be following the quality care recommendations in terms of elective delivery.
We're talking about rural maternal care as some Wisconsin hospitals close their obstetrical services and what that means. Dr. Ellen Hartenbach is vice chair of the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. Are you a mother whose baby was delivered at a small town hospital? What was your experience like? How long ago was your child born? Do you work at a rural hospital? Is your obstetrical unit open? Join in 800-642-1234. Back for more in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about maternal care in rural Wisconsin. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The lack of OB care in rural areas is a challenge straight across the country. According to the American College of Nurse Midwives, nearly half of the counties in the U.S. don't have an OBGYN. 20 counties in Wisconsin are in that situation. And the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, they estimate there will be a shortage of OBGYNs that number in the thousands by next year. Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Are you pregnant and living in a rural area? How far do you travel for prenatal care? What are your thoughts about rural hospitals and obstetrical services? Call in, email ideas@wpr.org. And Dr. Ellen Hartenbach stays with us. She's vice chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the UW Medical School. Let's go to the phones now. Bill joining us in Barnes. Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill. Are you there?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, quiet, blanked out for a second. Good morning. First of all, I divide my time between Barnes and Bayfield County and Spooner and Washburn County. I know Washburn does not have an obstetrics unit. And I don't think Bayfield does either. I think those are among the rural counties that have lost obstetrics care. And reference has been made to government reimbursement rates and that the government is the problem. I don't know that that's exactly true. It's the rates themselves. They're not uniform around the country. Different areas get different reimbursement rates. Urban centers and southern urban centers especially get much higher reimbursement rates than a rural hospital does. And the other thing I guess I'd say that if you eliminated government reimbursements, eliminated Medicare, rural hospitals wouldn't just close their obstetrics units, they'd close entirely. The poverty rates in Washburn County, most people can't afford to have a baby delivered.
Bill, thank you for that. Dr. Hartenbach there, you know, babies are expensive in delivering. And, you know, certainly the Affordable Care Act allowed, you know, some mothers to be able to have babies because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's true. No question, healthcare costs are out of control, and we need to help people in the rural communities.
Dr. Hartenbach, I know we talked back in 2016 about the role of rural residencies and getting more physicians interested in practicing OB services in rural areas. How has that rural residency program been going?
Oh, it's been thriving. We did start it in 2015 is when we began, and now we have 100 applicants for the one rural residency training track that we offer in the department. We're the first OBGYN department in the country to carve out a rural training track. It's something more common in family medicine, and family medicine provides a lot of rural care, but less rural maternity care as time goes on. There are less family physicians providing OB services. So we felt like we need to make sure that we are training OB physicians who feel comfortable delivering patients in hospitals that have lower volumes. So the majority of the rural hospitals, the majority of the hospitals in our state deliver fewer than 500 babies a year, and the rural hospitals are often delivering, you know, 100, 200, or 300 babies a year. So it's a different environment. Our training hospitals tend to be in the urban areas where we have 2, 3, 4,000 babies a year. So it's important for our trainees to get this experience. And the rural training track in our department is very popular and is a model for other programs across the country.
How do those residents feel about being the only OB physician for miles and miles around? Because that could be perhaps somewhat isolating, a burden, and a little bit scary. You don't have colleagues around you.
Well, that's the key to training. I'm the former residency program director also, and we have to have physicians in these hospitals to train our residents. So we don't put the residents in the hospital without a supervising obstetrician and gynecologist who's very skillful with providing maternity care in a rural setting. We've selected physicians who are the key OBGYN physician working with family physicians and nurse midwives and handling the entire center so that they can tutor our trainees to do the same in a small community when they graduate.
We're talking with Dr. Ellen Hartenbach. She's vice chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. We're looking at rural health care and specifically obstetrical services in rural settings. You can join in 800-642-1234. Dr. Hartenbach, the recent report from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health also shows Wisconsin delivers more babies at rural hospitals than rural hospitals across the country. What are some reasons for that?
Well, I think that when it comes right down to it, Wisconsin is a rural state that has urban areas throughout the state. And so it's not quite as remote as some of the states out west in terms of getting services to rural populations. And we also have a very strong history of our family physicians positioned across the state. We have excellent health care. And so I do think that we do better than many of the rural states in the nation. It doesn't mean that we don't need to do even better. We need better reimbursement. We need broadband in rural areas so that we can explore obstetrical telehealth programs so people don't have to travel for all the services, specialty services in obstetrics. We need many things, but we all should celebrate what we do have.
You said earlier that you have some really great OBGYN who really thrive in a rural setting. Can you explain some of those characteristics that would make an OB really thrive in that rural area?
Well, we do recruit for our rural track. We recruit people who actually want to practice in a rural community. So I think that desire to practice in a rural community is important. And that it's been shown that people who grow up in rural settings, who have rural roots, who actually desire to be in these communities are going to thrive. You obviously need fabulous training. We have a very successful OBGYN residency training program with, you know, I'm trying to calculate the ratio in my head. We have 80 applicants for every one position. And so you get motivated people who want to practice in these communities. And I think having a desire to help the community, you know, healthy moms, healthy babies make healthy families, and the healthy families in turn make healthy communities. Many of these rural communities with independent hospitals, they're proud of their facilities and they want to deliver the highest care, and physicians want to be part of that.
What does the future hold for these rural hospitals? Do you expect more obstetrical services to close?
I think we are probably going to see some more closures. There's a lot of mergers and acquisitions going on in healthcare. Large networks are being set up. I mentioned earlier the levels of maternal care. We actually want to have a regionalized system for obstetrical care. We want to make sure that we have women at a certain risk level delivering in the facilities where they need to deliver. Childbirth is a time of great joy, and most of the time it goes well. But when it doesn't go well, we need to be able to transfer those patients, and we need to prepare the families for those transfers, and we need to have policies. And some of our neighbor states have better policies about transport, about guidelines of care. We've done it well in trauma. So we have level one trauma centers. No matter where you have your traumatic accident in Wisconsin, you're going to go to a level one trauma center. We need the same kind of system for our moms. We have it for our neonatal care, but we need it for our moms, so both our moms and babies are getting the best care they need at the exact facility they need to be in.
Dr. Hartenbach, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Dr. Ellen Hartenbach is vice chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. She's also a professor there. Coming up, we look at distrust in the federal government and in each other. Stay with us. There's more to come here on the Ideas Network.